Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, good day, good evening. It's a special night in Hawaii this evening. The Aloha Section PGA Ho'olaulea. The Aloha Section is the Professional Golfers Association Hawaii chapter. The Ho'olaulea is a Hawaiian word for celebration, kind of wrapped up into party, celebration. It's also a festival. Well, tonight, the highest recognition the section can bestow on a member will be awarded to the recipients. Sales Representative of the Year, for instance, is Delmark Fujita of Bridgestone Golf. The Teacher of the Year is Claude Brousseau of Ko'olina. The Junior Golf Leader is Renee Lee of David Bedder, that is Bedletter Academy, Wailea. And the Golf Professional of the Year, the highest honor, goes to Mark Souza from Mid-Pacific Country Club. Mark has been a head professional at Mid-Pacific Country Club, running the pro shop, doing group and individual lessons for over 40 years. He's there opening up the doors 7 days a week. He's a kind, caring man, a loving husband, a wonderful grandfather, a tireless member of the Professional Golfers Association of America. And we salute you, Mark Souza. Thank you for your time and your energy. And yes, you deserve this better than most. We're going to start off this morning with Ron Kasprzycki, Golf Digest Senior Editor. He handles fitness, health, and teaching. First, we have to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Okay. Did you hear about the tiff between Brandel Chamblee, the former PGA Tour member turned swing analyst and golf commentator on Golf Channel, and Rory McIlroy, the former number one and now number three player in the world? McIlroy has converted his kid-like body into a sculpted, bulked-up, muscle-toned golfing machine with exercise routines. He's not shy to show off. You know, we used to not be able to see what Tiger was doing. Chamblee has a good memory, and he remembers what happened to David Duval when he changed his life from the no workout and go play golf to gym rat, weight losing muscle gainer, and of course Tiger Woods, who pretty much led the way of the professional golfer, for the professional golfer to go right into that weight room from the gym. They may have been in the gym, but he took them into the weight room. Well, Chamblee said he hopes all this weightlifting and exercising doesn't lead to injury and take McIlroy out of the game prematurely. Rory responded, just as publicly as Chamblee, on Twitter, Instagram, the media center at Northern Trust on the Riviera Country Club. So let's bring in Golf Digest Senior Editor Ron Kasprzycki, the fitness, health, and instruction expert at Golf Digest. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha to you.
It's good to have you on, and I got to ask you, first off, is Rory in danger of damaging himself? I mean, we all watched Tiger. We worried about him. He was that torque that was in his body to begin with as a child, as a young man. But he was skinny. He was, he was spindly. He just sort of, he looked almost like a cartoon character, the way he could twist his spine. And then he put all this muscle mass on his shoulders, and it seemed like it was bigger than his skeletal system could, or his all the sinew of his body could handle. So tell us, is it something we should worry about?
I think, for the most part, absolutely not. Now, can you get hurt in the gym? Can you overtrain? Heck, can you drop a dumbbell on your big toe? Of course, you can get hurt working out. But to sit there and think that bulking up, putting muscle on skeleton, is somehow going to negatively impact you from a health perspective, not to mention golf swing perspective. I think it's just silly. Think about it this way, Danielle. Can you think of any other sport where a professional athlete would be criticized for weight training?
No.
<I can't.
laughs> No. It just seems that if you're built in a certain way, we are born with a smaller build. And I don't mean you can be tall and skinny. And I just think putting muscle on top of that, or am I just, you know, I'm not anything close to a person who understands the biomechanics of the body. So I'm just, you know, it's just observation on my part and wondering if the weight that that Tiger Woods put on himself and on his spine at some point hurt him.
Well, let's start with the fact that, you know, what we're doing right now is talking about empirical evidence. I saw Tiger when he was, you know, I'm just going to take a guess, 170 pounds, and then I saw Tiger when he was in well in excess of 200 pounds. What we're saying is, wow, his body has really been transformed. Well, anybody can transform their body. Your body, if you're doing it naturally, by the way, I will stress that, if your gains in muscle growth are coming naturally, your body is designed to handle that. I mean, that's why, you know, your muscle growth is acceptable. But, you know, to sit there, I can't understand why people think being muscle-bound is going to either lead to injury or impact your golf swing. Your muscles will get in the way. I've heard this before, too. I like to use the example of a guy like J.J. Watt. He's the NFL monster defensive lineman for the Houston Texans, who basically he can run as fast as a deer. He could jump, you know, as high as a basketball player. And, of course, he has tremendous strength. His athleticism is evident. No one is sitting there saying, wow, you know, J.J. Watt can't get to the quarterback because his muscles are getting in the way. So to sit there and use that as a parallel back to golf, you know, the best players in the world all have great skills. They can all drive it in excess of 300 yards. They all have great short games, great putting. So the only place you're really going to separate yourself from the pack, well, one of the only places, I should say, is in the gym. And that's exactly what Rory and others have figured out. That's the one place where you can get a competitive edge.
Okay. Now, what I'm hearing in what my brain is telling me is what you said there. Somehow, if you stretch, you know, you can't just bulk up. You've got to do other things to use those muscles work with the golf swing, and that must include some stretching.
Well, yeah, of course. But if you think of it this way. Stability is the number one factor in being able to swing a golf club at a high rate of speed safely. And when I say safely, I have to stress to your listeners out there, the human body is not designed to swing a golf club the way we do it. So after time, there will be damage. Everyone will suffer from minor injuries if they continually play golf. I'm sorry to say that, but that's just biomechanics. However, with that said, stability is the number one thing. So if you can strengthen your body to be able to swing the club safely, that's going to allow you to tap into your normal range of motion. This is the stretching flexibility part you were just asking me about. So we all have inherent flexibility in our body. Just look at infants. You know, they can do a deep squat. They look like a sumo wrestler when they, you know, at the age of one. I mean, they can put, you know, their leg behind their head. That's your inherent flexibility. That's always there, but in order to tap into it, you have to be stable, or your brain has this sort of shutoff switch, this mechanism that says, you know what, I feel like this is unsafe, I might get hurt, so it won't let you move into ranges of motion that you probably don't have just because you're unstable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But okay, so stability would be the core area and strengthening that, making those muscles strong so you can stand without being pushed over in a martial arts sort of stance. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. I like to call it the strike zone. So in baseball, anybody who played Little League out there, you know, from like the knees to the chest, those muscles are very important in the golf swing. We commonly refer to most of those muscles as the core, but people get confused. They automatically think of the abs and the six-pack and all that. That's just part of it. And the other thing that people don't realize is the backside muscles, the posterior chain, are equally as important, if not more important, to golf. They do a whole number of things, including, I mean, the glutes are the, what's, let's be honest, your butt muscles are the prime movers of any golf swing. And they're what somebody should be focusing on as much as they focus on their six-pack, so to speak. So, yeah, if you can be stable in your midsection from knees to chest, your golf swing is going to improve tremendously. And, by the way, you'll also be at a much less risk of getting hurt.
Okay, and your brain won't say, "Hey, I'm going to fall over, so I better not do
this."
That's
exactly right. Have you ever heard the expression, "You can't fire a cannon from a canoe"? It's true. I mean, imagine trying to make a golf swing on a sheet of ice. You're unstable. It's going to be a mess. You're going to go as slow as you possibly can because your brain knows if I swing fast, guess what? I'm going to end up on my rear end. Well, the same thing holds true with your muscles in your core area. If you're not stable there, you're not going to be able to swing like Rory McIlroy, let alone, you know, any player on the LPGA Tour, or Canadian Tour, or mini tours. Those guys and gals all can swing it really efficiently, really fast because they have those strong, stable cores.
Okay, we're talking about the professional golfer, the guy who's got his day is all about preparing for competition. He's in the gym, he's working out, he's doing the stretches, he's using all of the latest and greatest technology. I'm asking, you know, we wonder how much time we have to play a round of golf. How much time do we spend getting prepared? How much time do we need to go and work out and build these muscles? Because I've heard that as we get older, we actually need those muscles more than a young person.
Absolutely. All right, so I want you to think of it this way, and for anyone out there listening, how many times a week do you play golf? If you say two, okay, or one, okay, four or five, the number should definitely correspond to the amount of time you put into the gym. Otherwise, look, I'm not, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you're playing golf five days a week and you're not doing anything to work on stability, work on your mobility, work on just basically getting toner and fit and shape, sooner or later things are going to happen, and they're probably going to happen in key joints like your knees, your shoulders, your elbows, and certainly the lower back. The lumbar spine takes such a beating in golf. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, not to pick on Brandel Chamblee and what he said earlier this week, because a lot of people feel this way, that there's such a thing as overtraining. And there certainly is. Stuart McGill, who's a biomechanist up in Canada, is adamant about the fact that if you do heavyweight squats, like Olympic-type squats, sooner or later, the compression loads on the bottom of your spine are going to cause you to have slip discs, tears, injuries, you name it, anything to that lower back area.
Yeah.
But we're talking about guys like Rory. He's not lifting like an Olympian. And if you're out there listening and you want to do squats, go for it. It's a great hip hinging exercise. It works on your glutes. You'll certainly benefit from it on the golf course. I don't want people to think that they have to spend 2 hours in the gym and work out like some Bulgarian, you know, gold medalist Olympic weight. Just do some things to strengthen your core, to move around a little bit, and move in ways that you think mirror your golf swing. And if you're gonna see rewards when you go out and play.
I mean, you got to make sure that you're doing it the right way. I mean, technique is really important.
Yes, and form follows function is one of the oldest sayings in the book. I tell people, you know what, start off with body weight exercises, go slow, get the form down, and then once you feel comfortable moving, by the way, you have to wake up muscles. They don't just automatically know, you know, where to go, how to move or whatever. Your brain and muscle function, they interact with each other. So once you start to get the handle of it, your coordination comes back for these movements like lunges and planks and whatever else we're talking about, lateral lunging. Then you're going to be able to what we call add external load to those exercises. That's when you can incorporate dumbbells and barbells and medicine balls and even, you know, things you strap to your body to add additional load to it. But in the beginning, go slow and just focus on body weight exercise.
Excellent. And something that Rory McIlroy mentioned when he talked about the weight training program that he is doing is in part to protect a disc that has always been delicate. He called it, I think, drier or less, I can't remember the exact term.
Fluid?
Yes.
Fluid?
Less
yes.
Fluid than the others. And so this is really important for his longevity.
Well, it's important for anyone's longevity if they want to keep playing golf. So there's two things going on here. One is the torsion force, which is the twisting of the lumbar spine. So the base of your spine, those are the lumbar vertebrae. They have a very small degree of twisting range of motion, somewhere between 3 and 5 degrees, most people think. So what happens is in the golf swing, they tend to twist beyond that 3 to 5 degrees. Now, you can do that once or twice, and if you're strong in that region with your muscles, you may be able to do it for years. But sooner or later, those things catch up with you. That's part one. Part two is, people don't think about this, but golf is a what I call a one-sided sport. The golf swing is asymmetrical. So basically, if you're right-handed, most of your focus is going to be moving to your right, or I'm sorry, moving to your left, forgive me, in the through swing. So what happens is the muscles on one side of the body become stronger and more pliable than the others. And that's when you really start to see injuries. And that's the part that Brando and other people forget, is the reason why guys like Rory and anybody else who really is devoted to golf fitness gets in the gym is for body balance, having the muscles on both sides of the body equal each other out. Because if they don't, sooner or later, you're going to be inviting injuries on one side or the other.
Interesting. It makes total sense. And the stability and the balance, it's all important. My mind went to, you're talking about today's swing, and I'm thinking about so many of the retired people that I see on the golf course, and they've been playing golf their whole lives. And I don't think very many of them have been going into the gym to work out, and yet they're in their 60s and 70s and 80s, and they're still playing. What's different? Is it the swing today is more intense on the body?
No question about it. The modern golf swing, which for practical terms, if you can picture this, the modern golfer does a much greater job of separating their torsos, the lower body from the upper body, in the start of the downswing. The hips unwind in almost like a whip-like fashion, and then the upper body moves through. Well, that torquing definitely allows you to hit the ball in excess of 300 yards. That's why distance gains have been so tremendous. That, and of course, the development of equipment like clubs and balls are better than ever. But that torquing really puts a strain on the body. And then if you think about it, now here's the other thing that people often don't really consider. Another reason why you want to get in the gym is because you can only swing a golf club as fast as you can stop it. Now, I want you to think about that. The stopping motion in a golf swing is very violent, very taxing on the body. You know, to get that club to finally wrap around your back, it takes a lot of energy and stress. So you're training not only to swing faster, but you're also training to learn how to stop a club safely or safer, because like I said before, from a biomechanics standpoint, the golf swing is not exactly ideal for the body. So stopping a golf club and whatnot is very important. Now, but get back to what you were asking about the elderly and why they're able to play in their 70s and 80s. Yeah, they're swinging maybe at half the speed that a Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy's driver swing speed, I think, is 121 miles an hour. I would say the average senior probably swings the club around 75 miles an hour. We're talking about the driver. So that's a lot less stress on their body. And they've also learned how to swing the club without that torso separation. Most of the golfers I know slice the ball. I'm sure you can relate to that, seeing golfers out there in Hawaii playing in those winds. Well, the reason they slice the ball is because both their lower body and upper body are rotating together, and that forces the club on an out-to-in path, which, of course, makes them cut across the ball, and they get that banana slice. That's a safer way to play. I hate to say it, but if you're a, you know, a lifelong slicer, you're probably doing a lot less damage to your vertebrae than you are if you're a Rory McIlroy type swinger.
So for all those people who are saying, I don't want to fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And, you know, there's one more thing I want to add to this whole debate. I hear this a lot. I mean, like I said, Randall Chamblee brought it to the forefront. Well, obviously, he's a talking head for the Golf Channel. He's paid to raise concerns like that and stir the pot and get people talking about things that create controversy.
Yes.
However, a lot of other people have talked about this overtraining or getting too bulky for golfers. And that notion, it's silly just from the aspect of, look, there's nothing in life that you can do that if you, over time you aren't, you know, prepared for, is not going to hurt you. So even picking up a bag of groceries or putting dishes on the top shelf or trying to lift, a TV and move it from one end of the room to the other, all these things require the physicality that you can't just assume are going to be there for your whole life, because muscles, as we know, you know, go into atrophy if they're not used. So you have to train just for life. So why wouldn't you think that that also applies to golf?
Awesome. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Ron, And you, will you pronounce your name for me, please?
Sure, it's Kasprisky. And hey, Danielle, before I go, who did you say was named the Teacher of the Year in your local chapter out there?
Our Teacher of the Year is, all of a sudden his name went right out of my mind when you said that. Sorry.
Did you mention Claude Broussard?
Claude Broussard, yes, he's the Teacher of the Year. I was thinking of Mark Sousa because he's our Golf Professional of the Year. He's also a great teacher, but the official Teacher of the Year this year is Claude Broussard of Coalina, of course, also of Golf Channel.
Well, you should know Claude is an old friend of mine, and congratulations to all the winners out there. But I want to say a special congratulations to Claude. I think he's a wonderful teacher, and I've worked with him over the years, and I think it's great that the chapter is honoring him.
Excellent. I'll see him tonight at the Ho'olaulea. I'll tell him you said so.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I hope we'll talk again. It's a pleasure.
Anytime.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Nick Mason, one of our professionals, golf professional, and of course, I mean, he's only a three-time Hawaii State Open champion. He's a two-time Mid-Pac Open champion, a four-time Hilo Invitational champion. He's the New Mexico Open champion. I'm leaving a bunch out because we have to take care of the people who make this show possible. We'll be back with Nick right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 19th, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We were just talking with Ron Kasprisky, the senior editor, fitness, health, instruction, rules. He covers it all for Golf Digest magazine, and you can find his writing at golfdigest.com. And right now, we're going to talk with Nick Mason, professional golfer, Lelehua grad, Hilo grad. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. It blows my mind when I go through all the stuff you've done. Do you remember back? The first thing I thought to myself is, you know, he's won four times in Hilo, twice at Mid-Pac, three times, different courses, but the Hawaii State Open, and yet the Pearl Open eluded you.
Yes, it ended. I think I finished second there twice, maybe. I was hoping to get that one for, I don't know, the Hawaii Grand Slam, I guess it would have been.
Yes.
But it's too bad the tournament went away. It was a very good golf tournament.
Yeah, it was. And I was wondering, what was it about the course? Was it something different about the course that didn't suit your eye?
I don't know. I'm just playing golf in Hawaii. I always play better. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I love Pearl Country Club. Yeah, obviously, I love all the golf courses we play out there. But, yeah, Pearl is a great golf course. I just never was able to get it done out there. I wish I could have because I walk into that pro shop and there's pictures of all the Pearl Open champions, and it reminds me every time I go play there that whoever I lost to's pictures right there every year. It's not a good thing.
It's not. And there was some talk about bringing it back. I'm not sure if they're still pursuing it.
Yeah.
But in January, I hope so too, in January of this year, Nick Mason made his first PGA Tour cut. He made it right through four rounds, a 66 at the close. That was amazing. You were on fire.
I was, and that was it. I didn't finish how I like to, but that weekend, shooting 68, 66 on the weekend was just, it was an awesome thing. You know, I finally felt comfortable out there after, you know, playing it. I think that was my third time, and, I made the cut out of just a couple crazy shots. I had to birdie two of my last three to make the cut, and then after that, it took the pressure off a lot, and I just freewheeled it on the weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. I wanted you to be up higher. When I look at the amount of income that you earn playing as a golf professional, a professional golfer, you've also won, let's see, in New Mexico, you are the New Mexico,
yeah.
And also, which is one I'm forgetting, Wyoming?
I've won Utah. I won the Wyoming Open. That was all Utah in 2010. I've won the Wyoming Open this year, the New Mexico Open this year, twice actually back-to-back in New Mexico. I've won the Nebraska Open. So I've won a lot of state opens, but I'm ready to play on the bigger tour for sure.
On the bigger tour, exactly. And you've been down to the Latino America Tour.
Yes.
What's it like playing there?
I am leaving actually tonight for Colombia to play on the Latin America Tour again. It's, you know, it's a place where it's really fun. I mean, it's cool going down there, and it's an opportunity to get your web.com tour card, and that's what I'm looking to do, get the final stage of Q School and do that. So I think it's a great opportunity and a good tour to do that. I mean, you want to play on tours now that get you somewhere, not just money or, you know, I mean, state opens are great, and I love coming back to Hawaii and playing those, but they really don't get you moving forward in your career, you know.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking more for to do now that I'm comfortable playing on the PGA Tour. I want to play in a lot of tournaments that are, if I win, they'll do something for me, like get me to the web or get me to the PGA Tour, something like that. So I'm going to try and do that more this year.
Excellent. Now, when you go down to Colombia, do you have a guaranteed place in the tournament that's being played?
I don't. I have to qualify because I didn't go to their qualifying school this year. So I'll have to qualify. The Monday qualifiers are pretty simple down there. You just have to shoot right around even par, and you get through. They give 10 spots. So the only thing is I have to go down there early and spend a little more time than most guys, which is, you know, it's not all a bad thing. You're in a cool country. But, I got to qualify. And once you get in, I mean, if I play well top 20, then I can play the next week and so on and so forth. So I'm hoping to go down there and get a win early, and then that's a fast track to the web.com tour for sure.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
How have you been doing this? I always wonder how you guys do it financially. I mean, you've obviously got a home base that you've got to have. You've got to have your stuff somewhere, but you've got to.
Yeah, I have that. I have that there. I have a place in Hawaii now, and I have a place in Denver, Colorado. So right now I'm staying in Arizona and with a buddy. You got to have good friends if you do that. That's the most important thing. You got to house them when they come through, and they'll house you when you go somewhere. But warm weather is obviously the most important thing, and right now it's too cold in Denver to be there. And I was going to stay in Hawaii all winter, but I played good in Sony and made the cut, so I earned FedEx Cup points. Which, if you earn 100 FedEx Cup points, you get to go to right to web.com final. So I'm definitely going to do more PGA Tour cuts. But
far out. What are your
okay?
What events do you have your eye on?
I'm going to play the first PGA Tour. My next one. I've done the last three and I've played well, but I haven't got into Phoenix and to San Diego. And I've shot in the 60s every time, but I haven't shot low enough. So the next one I'm going to do is Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
I think that's in, I'm not sure exactly when that is. And then pretty much any open PGA Tour event I'm going to try and qualify for, because if I can get in there and make a couple more cuts, then that'll get me straight to final stage of Q School.
Awesome.
That's what I'm looking to do.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I want to bring this all up so people have their energy focused on you. So we're
right,
all, you know, rooting
you.
For you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And your goal is to play on the PGA Tour regularly, and we just want that to happen.
Yeah, I do. I want to be, you know, another guy. There's been Dean and there's been Parker from Hawaii that have won on the PGA Tour, and I want to be the third, you know.
We were talking, and the focus of the show kind of has been a little bit about Brandel Chamblee kind of creating controversy, you know, about whether the workout routine that Rory's doing is going to hurt him eventually, shorten his career. How much working out do you do?
I do. I do more cardio than actual bulking up. I bulked up one time, and the golf club felt so different. And I just said, you know, I want to be strong, and I want to have, you know, strong legs and have good cardio and be able to last through 18 holes. But some guys are able to bulk up and keep their same game, but I did it one time, and I couldn't even find the fairway. I mean, I just felt differently. You know, I think it's a great thing if you can bulk up and keep your same feel, but I lost my touch. I lost my feel, and I didn't know where the club was because I wasn't used to that. So I definitely work out, and I think that's a huge thing. I've always said that there's two guys on the PGA Tour. There's guys who work themselves to get strong, and then you see the out-of-shape guys, but every out-of-shape guy you see out there is really strong. I mean, you have to be strong to play on the PGA Tour. The days of guys like, I don't know, back in the day, Craig Stadlers and all those guys. I mean, those days are pretty much over. I mean, yeah, you see guys that are out of shape on the PGA Tour and they're not athletes, but let me tell you, those guys could throw you 100 feet. You know, they're that strong.
It's amazing.
So I think working out and being strong out there is a huge thing because the rough is longer. You have to hit it higher. You have to hit it further. I mean, it's not just how far you hit it. It's shots from the rough. It's finishing 18 holes. And, you know, a 72-hole event on the PGA Tour, if you're not in shape, mentally is exhausting.
How do you keep mentally sharp? Do you do anything? Do you have a mental coach?
No, I don't do mental. I didn't do. I should have probably earlier in my career, but now I'm pretty good. And I mean, obviously, self-talk is a huge thing. I don't work with anyone on that, but you know, I've obviously learned a lot from playing with the best pros on how to act, what to think, how to do all that, and I've learned a lot since then. I think my mental game now is pretty solid, and that's a huge thing to have. Like even when I was two shots out of the cut line at Sony 5 years ago, I would have freaked out and maybe made a bogey, but I hung in there, birdied two of the last three with really hard birdies, and you know, that showed me a lot that I'm ready mentally to play out there too.
It's so funny when people say one shot at a time, you know, just let that one
go.
Yeah,
that's a huge thing, and it's so cliche to say that, but it is so hard to do. But if you can do that, you don't even get up on a tee and say, hey, let's birdie this hole. It's not. You just say, let's birdie this shot. That's what I try and tell myself to do, you know.
That's
it's
excellent.
So hard not to look forward, especially when you get to an easy hole, like, oh, I can make an eagle here. That is the worst thing to say ever.
Well, that's sort of Jordan Spieth in one of his news conferences after missing the cut, Northern Trust, Riviera, he said, when I left Hawaii, I thought I was going to be able to do that all the time. When he won at, right? I'm going to play like this all the time.
As soon as you think you've gotten golf by the, you know what, you don't have it. I don't care if you're the best player in the world. And I saw he shot 79 the other day, and that's the crazy thing about golf. Like one day I feel like I can be number one in the world, and the next day I feel like quitting. I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. It's crazy, and that's not far-fetched. That's the truth. I mean, and it can be day-to-day. You never know. I mean, it's nuts. So you just got to play good at the right time.
It's so good for us regular people to hear that because we just keep plugging along, and I hit it, and I hit it, and I hit it, and I hit it, and then
Yes, I do the same thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But you get a little bit further, you know. You take fewer of
those. A little bit.
A little
less times and a little further,
I got to ask you, is there anybody you'd like to do a shout-out to for your sponsors?
Sure. A lot of people have helped me out in Hawaii, and I have a lot of good friends in Hawaii, and Hawakalei Country Club has been really good to me out there. They've taken good care of me. You know, I wear some of their stuff, and they've supported me a lot out there. Tad Fujimaki's a GM out there. He's really really helped me a lot. And a lot of the members out there, a lot of good friends, Dave Cusick from Hawaii Military Realty and Faitala Sofas. There's a lot of people out there that have helped me out, and I wouldn't be able to to go out and do this without them. So I appreciate all their help. And one of my good mentors in Hawaii, Casey Nakama, I'm sure he made the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame 2 years ago. He's helped me out a lot with my career, so I appreciate all them.
Excellent. I wanted to transition here. Of course, it's the Ho'olauleia tonight. And
oh, yeah.
Yes, and Henry Yogi is going to be inducted, honored
oh,
as the
cool.
71st member of the Hall of Fame. And I was thinking
nice.
About, yes, and I was thinking about Earl Tamiya. And
yeah, Earl, yeah. He is, I forgot Earl, and you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting other people, but Earl, I probably wouldn't be playing golf without Earl. Earl gave me a chance when I didn't really play high school golf. He gave me a chance to play college golf and to, you know, to go from a kid who couldn't break par to a two-time All-American, and he took me there. And Earl was, you know, I mean, I can't say enough about him. He's still coaching, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, he's just an awesome guy. He doesn't have to coach. He just does it for the kids. And he helped me out. I wouldn't be playing golf for a living today. I don't know what I'd be doing without Earl. So, yeah, he's one of the most important people in Hawaii for me, for sure, and in my life.
Yeah, and I didn't think you left him out because I was talking earlier about sponsors and people who are, like, supporting you in that way. And he was he's your heart. How about Mom? How's Mom?
Yep. Mom is very good. Mom and Dad are great. They're in Northern Virginia. They're able to come out. They weren't able to make it to Sony because it was such short notice, but they're good. You know, obviously, you can't ever do it without them. And, you know, every day I thank them because they've supported me to play golf even when I was down and out. And, you know, I've been doing it for 8 years now. And, you know, I know sometimes my mom wants me to go get a real job, but she supports me every second for golf, you know, because I've called her with so many problems on the road before, but she loves it, yeah.
Yeah, and she's wonderful. I remember meeting her at the Pearl.
Yes,
yes.
She is.
Awesome. Nick Mason, professional golfer, heading to Columbia. What's the name of the event?
I'm not sure. I think it's in Spanish. I don't know. It's a Columbia and Latin America Tour event. If anyone wants to watch, it's on the PGA Tour site, and you just click on the Latin America link, and make sure to click on the English link.
I'll look for it. I'll look for it. Okay.
All right, Daniel.
Thanks, Nick Mason.
All right.
Aloha.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Good to know. I'd love to keep you on the show regularly. That would be wonderful.
No
as often
worries.
As you can be.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Cool. We're going to
Aloha.
We're going to talk a little yoga after this break because, you know, there's different ways of staying strong, and yoga can make you very strong, certainly in that critical strike zone that the senior editor of Golf Digest was talking about, fitness, Ron Kasprzycki, about how, you know, that part of your body, if you keep that part of your body strong and stable, then things will work. And so we're going to talk a little bit about making yourself strong and stable using yoga. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Oh, let's do it right now. What do you say? Giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program is endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. It's a $180 value, and if you are the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tathata Golf 60-day in-home golf training program. It opens the door to an entirely new way to learn the game of golf. A complete path to learning and training your mind, your body, and your swing. Again, it's yours if you are the ninth caller. And the number to call is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. So do give us a call, and you will be one of our winners here at the Golf Club Radio Show. Abby Seplowitz is an assistant professional at the Plantation Course, of course, at Kapalua. Golf at Kapalua, and the idea of keeping yourself strong for the game of golf and lifting weights and doing that is important if you're playing, you know, at one level. Maybe weight training isn't something that you really want to take to. Maybe that's something that you think, okay, that's for other people, but it's not going to, honestly, it's not going to make you an unfeminine-looking female. That's not what weight training does. If you use the proper weights, it just makes your arms toned and trim. But there are other ways to do that. One of them, Abby's going to tell us about. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Hi, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure having you. Abby Seplowitz, when did you decide that you were going to bring yoga for golfers to Kapalua and became certified?
You know, it was a couple years ago, and it's actually funny that it comes full circle back to Claude Rousseau, who I want to give a little shout-out to. I was working in the same office with him at Kapalua a while back, and we got started talking about how great yoga is and the benefits that directly relate to the golf swing, and he mentioned a ladies yoga for golfers, Catherine Roberts, and that's kind of how I got into it. So I've been certified under Yoga for Golfers for about 2 years now.
That's Catherine Roberts?
Yes.
She's been on the show before.
So that's amazing.
She is amazing. So when you said her name, I went, oh, I know Catherine. Tell us a little bit about what you did to become certified to teach golf for yoga for golfers.
Well, I met with Catherine hands-on for about a week, and we did a personal training session together. And we went through and talked about all the different the biomechanics of the swing and did basically yoga nonstop for about a week. And then she gives you the tools to be able to teach that and share that with other people.
Okay. We were talking earlier about the mechanics of the swing, the golf swing, and what's needed. Because the show basically started, sort of the tenor of the show at least, was with Rory McIlroy's training program in the weight room and whether that would hurt him. And how weight training can be very positive for people of all ages. In fact, as we get older, it's important for some load-bearing, right? So
absolutely.
What is it, you know, the biomechanics of the swing and yoga? Give us a little lesson.
So basically in Yoga for Golfers, the things that I focus on, so you have mobility, there's flexibility. We talk a lot about stability, so keeping that bottom half nice and strong and using the torque, or, you know, sometimes they call it the X-back, but really twisting over that bottom half. So we'll take a traditional yoga pose, let's say a lot of people know, a warrior two. You're nice and strong in the bottom half, staying stable, and we'll add twisting motions to the top that kind of mimic the golf swing.
Okay, the warrior two, I don't understand.
So it's just a position in one of the main asana practices in yoga is a warrior two. You're standing strong with your legs bent, bending into that front knee, and you're keeping your bottom half nice and stable. So you're working, rather than using weights and weight training, you're strengthening the bottom half by holding the pose static. Then you add a dynamic movement of the twisting over the top, really engaging the core, working on stability, power. All those things then turn to distance.
Excellent. Perfectly described. And it resonates with what Ron Kasprzycki was saying earlier about how if you're just starting off, you don't go straight into the weight room. What you want to do is strengthen the muscles by doing exactly what you just described. Abby Seplowitz, assistant professional golf at Kapalua Plantation Course, is that you want to strengthen your, whether you do lunges or whatever you're doing, and not just the core, but also the glutes. So that what you're describing is something that'll do all of that.
Absolutely. We'll move through an entire yoga practice, a regular yoga flow, like vinyasa flow, moving with your breath and interjecting knowledge of the golf swing throughout the entire practice. So we work on our wrists. We work on strengthening the hips and the mobility, opening up the hips, being able to get that turn that we want, opening up the shoulders and getting that swing arc that we're all looking for. All these things can be intertwined into the yoga practice.
So did you practice on your fellow professionals there, teaching them the yoga for golfers?
Oh, of course. All the guys at the Golf Academy, Ben Hongo is a huge supporter and absolutely loves doing the yoga. Brad Bowen, Todd O'Neill, all those guys. And Claude Rousseau, again, when he was back at Kapalua, was a huge supporter.
Yeah, it's exciting. He's got Teacher of the Year honors tonight at the Ho'olaulea in I'm looking forward to sitting at his table and talking with him, and I'll mention that you, as well as Ron, a longtime friend who was on earlier in the show, mentioned how happy he is that Claude is getting the honor tonight. So how do I get involved in your program, Yoga for Golfers, at Kapalua?
Well, we're doing a special golf school coming up. It's March 3rd. Me and Ben Hongo are teaming up. It's about a three-hour program. Well, I'll work directly with him. We'll go through with the different students in the school and see where their swing flaws are at, see where they could really use some work, and then send home some exercises with them. So we're working on getting some videos up online and being able to share these quick little tips on how you can focus on different parts of the swing that you need help in.
And what date is that again? March?
That is March 3rd.
March
at the Kapalua Golf Academy.
March 3rd at the Kapalua Golf Academy. Do you have the hours? Do you know what time?
I believe from 8 to 11.
8 to 11. And how do we get in touch with you to set that up if we'd like to be there?
You can contact the Kapalua Golf Academy or go to golf@kapalua.com. That would be the main site.
Okay. And it's a three-hour program, and you'll individually, I don't need to know everything, right? Can I be a beginner person in yoga, or do I have to have some experience?
Oh, of course. You can start. You could have never done yoga before. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about this Yoga for Golfers program is it opens up yoga to a lot of golfers and people that have never done yoga before and have been kind of intimidated, as well as it helps to grow the game because it's bringing people that do yoga to the golf course.
Well, I think, you know, what intimidates people is the whole thing about twisting yourself into a pretzel. And I'm not sure I can twist myself into a pretzel or put my head around my neck over the back of my body, which is what a lot of people think when they think of yoga, right? It's like, oh, goodness gracious, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of flexibility.
No, that is very advanced, and I know exactly what you mean. A lot of people do think that. But the things that I'm doing here are for beginners. You can see I've had ages 80 to 5-year-olds, you know, it's anyone can do it, so there's all different levels.
5-year-olds?
Of course. Yeah, I love kids yoga.
Wow, how much fun. See, I have a 12-year-old who is so flexible, yoga would be like a snap for him.
That's where you work on the stability part and the power part, engage the core and keep the bottom half steady. There's a balance for everybody.
That's fantastic. See, and so what Abby Seplowitz, the assistant professional at the Plantation Course, Golf at Kapalua, is talking about is getting that strike zone, that's what Ron calls it, because your core isn't just your abs and your glutes. I mean, your abs and your, the six-pack. It's from your knees up to your chest. And you have to be strong and steady. And then you work on the twisting. I think for somebody who's not done anything much, I think yoga is a pretty safe thing to undertake. What if I'm recovering from back surgery? Is yoga good?
Absolutely. There's different modifications, like I said, for everything. And, some poses you don't go into when you have certain injuries. But other than that, it's really you can always modify to yourself. And yoga is something that you practice on the mat, off the mat, and it's just kind of like a way of life you're interjecting into your golf game.
That's fantastic. I love the picture of you. It's on our site. You look almost like you're in like a warrior pose with the golf club over your head.
I think I'm in a twisting golf club. But yeah, it's very similar.
So we'll look forward to seeing those videos and stay in touch with me. How about the Pauhana program over at Kapalua, at the Kapalua Golf Academy? Do you participate in the Pauhana program?
I do participate in the Pauhana program. I think it's great. It's a great local group that comes together. They have two clinics a week, and they get some awesome knowledge from the instructors up there. And, yes, I help them warm up sometimes. It's nice to get involved and just kind of not necessarily always doing yoga poses, but talk about how the breathing can kind of interject with the golf swing and the other parts of yoga that can really help too.
Oh, excellent. I just like what Ben Hongo does with Pauhana. He's got so many people coming out in the evening, and they're organizing rounds of golf, kind of like a golf club, you know? It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
a
cool.
Really, really cool thing, community-wise.
Yes, exactly. Well, Abby Sepulwitz, it's a pleasure meeting you. I hope you'll keep me in tune with golf, make that yoga for golfers, okay?
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Robert Yang, Titleist Performance Institute, Strength and Conditioning Training and Nutrition. You can find him at robertyang.net. He specializes in nutrition, strength and conditioning, individualized programs for people. And he's on the advisory. He's a board member for the Titleist Performance Institute and the National Pitching Association. So when I was talking about the strike zone being the core, you know, I thought, oh, National Pitching Association. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 19th, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Hoipu Bay, on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
We've had Derek Wynn, we've had Odie and Richard Wynn, and today's winner is Douglas Doy from Hawaii Kai. Congratulations to all of you. I need to give you a call so that I can give you that code so you can also get in on the golf training program that's called Tathara Golf. It's 60-day, it's in-home, it's on your computer or whatever you want to stream, you know, use your iPad, whatever device that you've got. Works on all devices. And so I congratulate all of you, and I think you'll really enjoy
this. Monday.
It's endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. And I bring up Brandel again because Brandel kind of, you know, sometimes I think in the world of golf when things are getting a little bit just too cozy and, you know, just golf, somebody says, hey, let's throw a rock into the pond and let's see what, you know, how many waves we can make. So Brandel said, hey, I think, you know, it'd be a real shame if Rory McIlroy took this exercise weightlifting thing too far and hurt himself and took himself out of the game of golf and kind of like Tiger Woods, you know, seeing him injured with his back problems. And so, of course, Rory came back and said, hey, I'm doing this to take care of myself, to protect a disc that's not very fluid, because we all have fluid in our discs. That's what gives us the, you know, so the bone on bone. You don't have bone on bone, we wouldn't be walking. In any event, it inspired me to reach out and find Robert Yang, and he's a strength and conditioning trainer. He's also a nutritionist and helps people. And I was wondering, welcome to the show, Robert.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
What is harder, getting people to work out or getting them to change their eating habits?
Oh, hands down, it's going to be the eating habits are probably the toughest thing to do.
Isn't that funny? I mean, I was thinking, yeah, you can get them in there, but can you make them actually eat healthy when they're so used to eating in a certain way? How do you do it?
Well, you know, it's definitely a tough habit to change, because most habits are developed when they're childhood. And so, you know, before I started working with golfers in probably, you know, 2004, I really didn't know what I was getting into working with a player. Usually golfers go out there, they have beer and hot dogs, and that's kind of their nutrition as they're playing. one of the things I learned is, as long as you can relate it to golf. So the things that I try to do, they will make a golfer healthier, live longer, and without disease, but it will also improve the golf game. So I really try to relate it to, yes, it will help you to drive the ball further if you do this.
Oh, yes, the good driver argument, right?
That's right.
You take out the big stick and you say you'll be able to make this big stick work better, and so eat
That's
better.
Right.
I love it. That's so smart. So I'm sure you heard about, you know, Brandel making waves and Rory.
Of course.
Right, and Rory responding as Rory does. He just puts it out there and the public says, hey. And then he was even like, Brandel, are you listening during the media center? It was so funny. What were your thoughts when you heard all that?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. You know, you say, oh, you know, Brandel will just, like, throw a rock in the pond to make some waves. Who knows? I mean, a lot of it's speculation. Yeah, it's very easy to relate Tiger's situation now, and, you know, he gained all this muscle mass, and now he's injured. But there's so many factors involved with that. I mean, you can't just point to one factor. We can speculate and look at, okay, well, Tiger was really into Navy SEAL type training, military type training. So there was words on him, you know, running miles and miles in heavy boots. That's not weight training. That's a completely different type of mode of exercise. Would I recommend that to a golfer? I would rarely ever recommend that to a golfer. Whereas Rory's pretty out there with his training. I've actually attended seminars with Tiger's therapist. I don't know if he's still working with them, but they're very hush-hush in what he does. So, you know, it's a lot of speculation as to what Tiger's doing. So I don't think it's a fair comparison. I think a comparing apples to oranges when you're saying Tiger and Rory, and we don't really know what the training methods are of Tiger compared to Rory.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things I brought up at the beginning of the show is that, you know, with Tiger Woods, I think there was one video when he was, I don't know, 25, where he actually let us in to the gym and watch him
right.
for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Where Rory, he makes videos and he puts, here, watch me bench press, you know, here, watch me do these push-ups with this, I'm not sure what was hanging off the door in his hotel room. But he was doing these amazing exercises without even being in the gym. So he seems to be committed to keeping his body strong for the long haul. And he also mentioned the disc that is a weaker disc in his body, and he's working on protecting his core. Tell us about
Correct.
What's important there.
Yeah, I think one important fact we always have to consider whenever you're working with any type of athlete is there's always a screening process that should be performed by a good strength coach. So one of the things that I always do is screen an athlete. And what that means is basically we're just going to put that particular athlete through a number of tests. It's just like if you brought your Mercedes-Benz to the Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're not going to just open the hood and start tearing out wires and taking apart the engine. They're going to do some diagnostic tests to figure out, hey, what's wrong with the car? So we want to figure out, hey, if this person has an injury, what's deficient? What's wrong? Are they too mobile? Are they too strong? Because you can't be too strong for golf. Maybe mobility is more of an issue. So that's really the most important base and foundational principle. We've got to figure out what is the deficiency in that particular player. And, you know, it's all over the Internet, and Roy's always said it in videos and all sorts of things, that his issue was that he was actually too mobile. So there's, you know, I think that's a Nike video or something that someone sent to me saying, you know, he couldn't even stand on one leg. He couldn't even hold a plank position for any period of time. So that's a major stability issue. And obviously the co-founder of TPI, Greg Rose, has 3D imaging of Rory and how mobile he is. And so you want to have a certain amount of mobility, but there are people that can have too much mobility, which can cause injury to soft tissues. And so I think in Rory's case, and of course this is not concrete, but I think what's happened is as he strengthened his body, he's actually created a more stable lumbar spine, which therefore is going to create less injury in the future. And that's why he's not having pain, and he's getting stronger, and he's feeling more stable, whereas before he was too mobile. People think that, you know, you should do yoga. Everybody should be yoga. I have an LPGA player I work with. I would say no yoga. You are too flexible. That's why you can't hit the ball far.
So this
particular player, she weight trained.
So as you said, everybody is different. I was just talking with Nick Mason, who's a professional golfer, and he is on, you know, trying to get to the web.com tour. He's doing very well. He's won numerous opens in Hawaii across the mainland, but it's not furthering his career. You know, it's great to win the opens, but it doesn't lead you to the next level of his career. So that's what he's doing. He's going to Columbia tonight. And he said that he bulked up. He went into, did some weight training. He did that, mm-hmm. did the gym thing, and he lost his feel. The golf club mm-hmm. felt different in his hands as a result of it. And I thought, well, that's a real interesting comment. So he does do a lot of cardio, but he stopped doing that big weightlifting thing.
Right, and again, depends. For him, it depends on what mode of weight training you did. I mean, we say, oh, you lift weights. Well, what do you do? Are you doing bicep curls and bench press, or are you doing movement to actually create more stability, as well as their strength training exercises people don't realize, to create mobility and strength at the same time? That's where you have to use a coach that knows what they're doing so that you can create both of those things, or if they're having open mobility, you maintain it as you get stronger and move to certain phases. And, you know, it's layered training, what we call layered training. So you don't just get someone and put them right away underneath a squat bar and have them squat 265 like Rory's doing. I mean, there's phases of training where, okay, you're going to work on some stability exercises. That may be on your back. It may be on your belly. It could be on your knees. And then you're going to graduate to those exercises. Because otherwise, if you put someone underneath that kind of load, you're going to break them. And one of the best, most important priorities as a strength coach is that you keep your athlete healthy out of everything. Always, that's a priority, number one.
That's excellent. Robert Yang, Titleist Performance Institute. He's the advisory board member, and he also specializes in nutrition, sports performance, lifestyle coaching. His integrative and individualized programs help athletes and individuals improve performance. So you don't have to be an athlete to benefit, prevent injuries, improve your health and vitality. And he's at robertyang.net. That's robertyang.net. When somebody comes to you, and let's say, I was wondering about lifestyle coaching. What is that?
Mm-hmm. So lifestyle coaching is looking at the person as a whole. So, for example, if someone comes to me, they're 55 years old, and, you know, they want to lower their handicap, they want to hit the ball another 20 yards, well, I'm going to look at them from a physical standpoint. Of course, we're going to look at their nutrition and see what things we can improve. But it doesn't just end once they leave the gym, because they have a life 23 other hours of the day which could be influence their exercise or nutrition program. So if they're an attorney and they work 12-hour days and they're highly stressed, well, you have to take that into account. You can't just have them come into the gym three times a week with you and pound the heck out of them, and they leave you feeling even worse. Most people don't realize it, but what I try to do is I try to make people feel better before after they leave, so not feeling like they're dragging and they're low energy, but they should feel better after leaving the gym. So it's not always just looking at exercise and nutrition, but you have to look at the other lifestyle factors. So for me, one of my jobs is if I get a referral from someone who's looking at, you know, working with a strength coach or a trainer, one of the things I'll always do is I'll run some lab tests. So one of the tests I'll use is looking at their stress. So we'll test hormones and things like that to say, okay, well, how are you doing? Are you able to handle the rigors of an exercise program three times a week, along with your stress of your job and your four kids and your wife and everything else? Because that has to factor in as well.
Excellent. I was talking about that as well. You know, the whole question is, I can barely find time to play golf. And I'm lucky if I can get my exercise routine in twice a week, you know, the one that I really like to do that makes me feel good afterwards. So how am I going to work in, like, weightlifting? I do a little weight, but, you know, it's just, it's real hard now with our lifestyles, as you said, the kids, the parents, the spouse, you know, the significant others, all of these things. We're just, a lot of demands are put on us, and I think that's fascinating that you test, you know, the chemicals of our body to see how we're doing before you add another layer to it.
Absolutely, because if you add another layer, as you're saying, you could be actually causing more harm to the person. They may get weaker instead of stronger. Their joints may hurt more than, you know, and they're thinking it should improve it. You know, and time is always a factor, so if a person says, you know, I have 20 minutes three times a week, then we're going to fit it in 20 minutes three times a week. A lot of people, they kind of overestimate what they can do in an exercise program. And I usually say, if they say three, four times a week, an hour at a time, I usually say, okay, well, you're going to probably train twice a week, maybe 45 minutes. because it's better always to start a little lower, and then you can increase from there. And you can get quite a bit done in about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's, you know, what you just said is perfect. When you said 20 minutes, oh, 20 minutes, I can pull 20 minutes.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be the marathon workout. That's not what we're after. We're after basically what we call the minimal effective dose. So you don't, for golf, you don't have to be squatting 500 pounds. You may need to increase from squatting your body weight to maybe squatting 40 pounds, which will improve your golf game. So that's, you know, the discrepancy too is that it's not always weight lifting. There's many modes of resistance training. So that would be another more broad term that we use. So you could use bands, you could use a TRX, you can use your body weight. But, you know, most people like to look at Roy squatting 265 pounds.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of impressive seeing it. It's like, wow, look at that. And he says, well, I'm only doing three of them. Come on, people. It's not like I'm trying to go to the Olympics and become a, you know, weightlifter. But even, you know, three, it's, but if you've done it. So, you know, I came back from recovering from surgery, and I picked up a, you know, I was going to go to my standard weight, and I went, wait a second, I can't just go to the standard weight that I've always used before. I have to start light. And I started with a pound. And it seemed like, you know, it's like, oh, it's a pound. I can hardly feel this. But at the end, I felt it. And then, you know, you just, and so there's nothing wrong with doing exercises. Robert Yang is strength and conditioning trainer, and he's on the advisory board of the Titleist Performance Institute. So, you know, you can also, isometrics is alive and well, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the other advisory board members is Tom House, and he has a number of different exercises that he uses, and you don't need any equipment. The only equipment you need is yourself. And you can do plenty of isometrics, and that's another mode of resistance training. So it's not just barbells and dumbbells that we're talking about. There are a number of different modes of being able to utilize for resistance training.
That's excellent, because that's the bottom line, you know, is making it work for the person, the place they're in. And now I didn't want to say lifestyle, but it is. It's exactly what you said. It's sports performance and lifestyle coaching. Awesome meeting you, Robert Yang. Real pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being on the show on such short notice. Really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Aloha. We'll talk again, I hope.
Sounds good. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And we're going to come back after this break and talk about growing the game of golf in a way that's kind of like Top Golf, but not. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You may have heard about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Aloha Section PGA putting together. Mark Rolfing has been kind enough to voice that PSA about the 2016 Hawaii Junior Golf Day, and that's coming up on, I've lost my date here. It's in March. It's on a Saturday. It's the 19th, and it's at many different golf courses, 12 of them all together around the state, and it's for kids 5 to 18. See, it's not just for little kids. 18, no problem. Bring them over to Kauai Puakea Golf Course and the Princeville Makai Club. And on Oahu, the Hawaii Prince Golf Club, Ko'olina Golf Club, Ko'olau Golf Club, Olomana Golf Links, Turtle Bay Golf Course, on Maui, Ka'anapali, Waiehu, and Wailea, and on the Big Island, Hawaii Island, Hilo Municipal, and the Kona Country Club. Kona Country Club, that is so cool. It's such a beautiful course. The Takafuji Classic was held there many, many many years ago. This is the hsjga.org place to sign up. hsjga.org. That stands for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And the day starts at 8:30 with registration. And then there are free kids golf clinics by the PGA and LPGA professionals. Those clinics start from 9 to 11. And then there will be refreshments followed with certificates of completion and a tea prize to take home. And parents, you also get some information about how to get started in junior golf in Hawaii. And there's a roadmap to junior golf. And by the way, that roadmap to junior golf takes you all the way into potential scholarships. And your golfer doesn't have to be, you know, LPGA bound to get a scholarship to play and learn in a university on the mainland. Many of the kids, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids, have gone on to great careers because of their scholarships through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association connections. Let's talk now with the gentleman who's making something very interesting, Realty Golf, and I'm not sure, David Schultz is the founder. He's just back from the UK. And welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
I know, is it Realty?
That's a great first question. So when you first look at the brand, it's a little bit hard to tell. So you look at the, you look from top to bottom, you see real golf. You look from left to right, you see real tea. But what reality is about is just that. It's about creating a very realistic indoor golfing experience that uses golf simulators for what they're good at, getting the long drives and the longer shots, but integrating it with a very massive and expansive live play area and using technology to go back and forth between the two. So you play all your short game from inside 40 yards is identical to what you would do in an outdoor environment. It's just reconfigured a little bit so that it can be successful commercially indoors. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
It is. We're talking about taking your birthdays, your business lunches, your graduation parties, whatever you're going to do, and you go to reality. It's indoors, and they serve you. That's the idea, right, is going out and then being able to play golf?
It started out, I was inspired. I was actually playing golf in Carmel about a year ago, and I was looking at all the beauty around me, and I was thinking about the game of golf and just had this notion that technology and timing was right to create an amazing indoor golfing experience and to make it more social. And so what you're alluding to is sort of all the social aspects of it. So the venue is actually designed, with a full main floor restaurant above where the simulation game is played. And there's actually a third floor that's entirely dedicated to corporate and special events. And we're working on ways of even getting, the youngest kids into the simulator by hitting, almost like a Nerf ball into the screen and having the computer technology pick it up and sort of project the ball as if it was hit 200 or 250 yards down the fairway. A little bit, reminiscent of when you're bowling and you put the bumpers up and you're really just there to share the experience with the youngsters. So,
absolutely. It's like snag golf.
Exactly. Actually, that's what gave me the idea. I was hitting a snag golf ball at the golf industry show where we released our brand here a week and a half ago or so. And then I went to the UK. I was talking to a gentleman named Peter McAvoy, who's the most accomplished British amateur ever, only player ever to make the cut at the Masters and play all four rounds from Britain. And he started bringing up, how do you get it even younger? How do you get the really young kids involved? And we started talking about that concept. So it had been a few months before anything really new and novel had come up in this project. And last week, a couple of new things came up that were pretty exciting to me.
That is exciting. And so we walk into what looks like the front of a restaurant frontage. But inside there, you'll find the restaurant, but you'll also find the simulators where I'll play my long game. But you'll also have an outdoor area where I can play from 40. Did you say 40 yards?
Yeah, from 40 yards and in. The whole game is played a little differently. The whole thing's tied together with technology. I really encourage people to take a look at what's out there on social media already. There's some pretty good explanations. I had a really great podcast interview with Ricky Potts a couple of days ago and explained the game pretty thoroughly. But one of the things that's kind of funny, so the venue is on three levels. It's a big experience. This is going to be a $20 to $25 million project, and I'm looking for and identifying both location and capital partners right now. Resort hotels are a big target of mine as well. So, it's pretty exciting. So when you walk in and then you want to go play the game, you actually go downstairs, and the simulation room is actually sunken down into the foundation a few feet so that when you're leaving the simulation area and going to the live play, it's almost like you're emerging out of the tunnel at like an NFL stadium or a basketball stadium into this massive live play area, which looks like it's outdoors, but actually the whole thing is covered by a roof. The back wall is a big photorealistic projection or even a video wall. The ceiling is reminiscent of the Paris Hotel Casino in Vegas, where it feels like there's a sky above you, but there's really not. So the whole idea was to maintain all of the truly kind of magical things about the game of golf, but make it easier, more social for beginners, sort of as an aspirational game to get them interested in the game of golf, but also maintaining the skill of the real game of golf so that real experienced golfers want to go there and bring their friends that don't golf and get them involved in the game.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, and always at RadioGolfClub.com. So why don't you tell us about it like you told you and Ricky Potts talked?
Well, we had a nice interview. You know, he poked around at a lot of aspects of the game and how it works. And so one of the things to keep in mind is you know, the whole experience is guided using a, you know, a wearable tech smartwatch. So you're in the golf simulator and you're ready to hit your next ball. You just press a button on your watch and it checks you in. And then you're, you know, sort of looking, you know, nowadays I think most of us go to the airport and there's usually a flat screen there that, you know, has sort of the waiting list for first class and that kind of thing. You know, there'll be a similar flat screen that sort of says who's, you know, who's in the queue and who's ready to hit on the simulator next. And so you really control your own experience. The, you know, as I studied this more and more, I realized that everybody has their own idea of the perfect day of golf. Some people are in a hurry. They want to race through. Some people want to spend 4 or 5 hours. Some people are just there for the beauty and the outdoors. Some people are there just for the social aspect. So the whole concept was built on being able to satisfy all these individual, you know, preferences relative to flexibility. But also being able to group up and pair up in different ways that you wouldn't be able to do in real golf. So a good example would be you're playing in the simulator as you get your ball. As soon as your ball reaches that zone within 40 yards, your smartwatch will save that score for that hole and what it took you to get there. You could go around and sort of compare your watch to everybody else in the venue and say, hey, what holes have you already played in the simulator? Let's go out all together and sort of finish the hole. So you could go out with, you know, 5 or even 10 people and sort of finish the live game if you want, or you could go out by yourself and just race through. So, like I said, it's the whole concept was built on trying to satisfy, you know, everybody's sort of individual view of what the perfect game of golf is.
How many acres do you need? Top Golf needs 12.
Yeah, it's about 1.5. So it's only a fraction of what Top Golf needs. The live play area is about the size of a football field from the back of the end zone to the back of the end zone, sort of twisted around and shaped like half a donut, if you can picture that.
I can. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. David Schultz, founder of Reality Golf, and I wish you the greatest of success in finding your donors.
Thank you so much, Danielle. We're well on our way. Appreciate
Good.
The help.
Bye.
Bye.
The show tonight is a special night, and it's called the Ho'olaulea, the Aloha Section PGA Ho'olaulea. A Professional Golfers Association, of course, is the National PGA of America, and the section here in Hawaii is the Aloha Section. At the Ho'olaulea, the Hawaiian word, of course, for a party or a festival, a celebration. It's kind of wrapped up all into one. And today we're celebrating the best of the best this year. The Golf Professional of the Year, the highest honor, I imagine, goes to Mark Souza from Mid-Pacific Country Club. He's been the head professional at Mid-Pacific Country Club, running the pro shop and doing group and individual lessons for over 40 years. He's a great, great teacher. And, I mean, he's there 7 days a week, opening up the shop and taking care of people. Congratulations to Mark Souza. To the junior golf leader, Renee Lee of David Ledbetter Academy, Wailea, and the teacher of the year, Claude Brousseau of Ko'olina, and the sales representative of the year, Delmark Fujita. Maui's Henry Yogi, a renowned golf instructor and Hawaii's longest-serving PGA member, will also be inducted into the Aloha Section PGA's Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame tonight, and that'll be the annual Ho'olaulea Awards Banquet. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And Mr. Yogi, who's now 82, said, I had no idea this was going to happen to me. I was in shock when they told me. Such a great honor. I am so very grateful. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Do you have a child or know someone who does that wants to learn how to play golf? Free? At courses throughout the islands on March 19th, new and beginning juniors will receive expert instruction at no charge. Hawaii Junior Golf Day is brought to you by the Aloha Section PGA and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. To sign up, go to hsjga.org or call 532-0559.
Tee up the ball, be grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
It was a chilly 47 degrees this morning at Volcano. It's probably warmed up, but you could play a round of golf. They've got a 10:20 and an 11:30. Makalei has an 8:40. A little close, Danielle. How about 10:10 to get to Makalei? Poipu Bay, a 9:40, 11:50, and a 12:20. You really ought to get over to the pro shop because they've got Voki wedges, you know, they're $109. They've got a sale going on. That's $40 off. $109 for a Voki wedge. Yeah. And I just want to say, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. The Cladius Group, the Hongwon G, and Keiku Group all going out today to play. There's also at Poipu Bay, they've got really cool alternatives to the standard 18 holes of golf. There's the seven-hole stretch, and the way the course is designed, you'll start at one and go to seven, and you're back at the clubhouse. Or there's the Ocean 9, so you go in early between 7 and 8:30 and warm up on the range. They take you right out there to the back nine. You get to play the nine holes of golf on the back nine. Kind of, it's all quiet, you know, because it's early in the morning, and then you have plenty of time for the rest of the day to be with your family and your friends or do whatever errands you have to do, home projects. It is the weekend. And then there's the evening three holes. You go to the practice facility at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you get to practice and then play the one, two, and three, the first, second, and third hole. Okay, and it's a par three, four, and five, so it's perfect. If you'd like to play Kapolei today, they've got a 2 o'clock this afternoon. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:30 and an 11:30. At Makaha East, a 9:30. And at Wailea, a 10:41. Emerald Course has a 10:41 as well. So that's the gold and the emerald courses. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Futuristone, Master Craftsman. They can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. And, man, the way they've got this done with these pavers, you can do amazing things. It's not just little pebbles for your pool, okay? You need to check out Futuristone. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, if you want to be completely renovated, or if you're starting from the ground up, or maybe there's a leak and we don't want the water to get out. So in case of any of those instances, you need to call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right, and Creative Plumbing will do it. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, that's Kauai's South Shore gem. Thank you for your mana, and you can always listen to the show if you missed any portion of it at radiogolfclub.com or at Stitcher, which is a really cool app for your smartphone. It doesn't take up any memory. You can stream it right through the phone, or iTunes if you like, or tune in. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.